In Chicago, residents and tourists visiting the Windy City are spending a good deal of their time swatting away swarms of insects. Clouds of gnats or midges invaded this past weekend. NPR's David Shaper reports.
In the harbors and parks, on the beaches, and on the bike path along Chicago's lakefront, the hot topic of conversation isn't the unseasonably cool weather, the boats sailing on the sun-sparkled blue and green waters, or even the attractive bodies in bathing suits. It's gnats.
Gnats? Yeah, they're here every day. They're swarming around. I got one in my mouth the other day riding my bike.
Mike Thorne lives, bikes, and plays tennis along the lake.
They'll swarm on you, especially, you know, when it's hot, they'll stick all over you.
Pushing her young son in a stroller at a lakefront play lot, Carol Arndt describes similar encounters.
You know, like you're running and it's like you run into a cloud of them and they just kind of, you know, hit you straight in the eye and the face, and normally you end up with one, seriously, in your eyes, your mouth, or your nose.
And the bugs aren't just swarming along the lakefront. Brad Lenner says he encountered the bugs downtown Saturday night.
Just seemed to be out of nowhere. It was pretty odd, especially to see them downtown like that.
Was it annoying?
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, we went down to the subway station just to get rid of them.
The tiny airborne bugs invaded picnics and backyard barbecues, left a bad taste in the mouths of customers at outdoor cafes, and even disrupted Chicago Cubs games this weekend against the Arizona Diamondbacks at Wrigley Field, causing players and fans alike to swing their arms wildly in attempts to swat them away. Scientists say the annoying bugs are midges and are completely harmless. Entomologist Bernard Greenberg is a professor emeritus of the University of Illinois, Chicago.
People call them gnats, people call them midges, and people call them all sorts of obscene names, too. But the point is that these are non-biting insects, non-biting flies.
Greenberg says it's not entirely clear why so many swarms of these midges are emerging right now. They're usually thickest in spring. Greenberg says the larvae usually live in standing water. When they emerge as adults, they tend to swarm in groups at dusk, and he says they swarm for a specific purpose.
They're almost mating swarms, with males just mounting huge columns up and down. And they're waiting for females, and then they dart out and mate and so forth and so on.
Greenberg and other entomologists say the invasion won't last long. The midges' lifespan is only a few days, and females must return to the lake to lay their eggs. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.